This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to talk to you today about the Italics Professor. The Italics Professor is a boombox that plays Daisy digital talking books, MP3 CDs, and cassette tapes. The cassette tapes are both NLS 4-track and stereo cassettes, normal stereo cassettes. On the top of the Professor is the CD tray, or the CD door. When you push the CD door down, it opens and you can put your CD in. Going from left to right, kind of towards the front, you have, and it's in front of the CD door, you have an earphone jack, a switch, the audio switch to select from tape, FM AM or FM radio, or CD. The next button over is the power button. If you press and hold it, you'll turn it on, and you press and hold it, you'll turn it off. The button next to that is the audio key feature, which basically speaks each key as you press it. So what I'm actually going to do is turn it on. So I'll press and hold the power button. It's on. Just made a little click.
Telex Professor. FM.
Okay.
Reading disc, please wait. Victor Reader Wave by Humanware. J4H3V7.
Okay, this is actually the CD I had in here. Is the CD for the Victor Reader Wave, so I'll pull that out of there.
Door open.
And if you notice, it said door open. So what I'm going to do is I am going to close the door.
Reading disc, please wait. Check disc.
Because there's no disc in it, so we'll turn the volume up a little bit. And I will turn the audio key feature on.
Key information on.
Okay. So now what happens if I press the power button?
Power.
It said power. If I press the
volume up, volume down.
The volume buttons.
Speed up, speed down.
And then on the front there's a numeric keypad. Let's change to
radio. FM. Volume down. Volume
down. Volume down.
Volume down. Volume down. Volume down.
Okay.
Volume down. Volume down. Volume down.
You can press and hold an information button and it'll tell you what radio station you're on.
Undo info. FM 106.5.
So now if I wanted to, say I wanted to go to a specific frequency, I would hit the go to button.
Go to.
Then I would type on the keypad.
9.
Country.
6.
W-I-R.
1.
Jim Wilson.
Adam.
FM.
Leslie, what can I do for you?
There we go. I just changed to 96.1.
I grew up in.
So now if I want to make sure, press and hold that information button.
I just want.
Go to.
Favorite Christmas.
Oops, that was wrong button.
Because I've been hearing you lately, you know, trying to remind people that.
Undo info FM 96.1.
That there's a higher purpose.
Isn't it very sad that something?
And
so
you can. There's AM. There's FM.
Monica,
there's 32 presets that you can go to.
Such a commercial,
so I can go to.
Celebration.
Right.
Go to.
And then type 1, and then hit the preset button.
Preset.
Took me right to the preset. The go to button is the star key, and the set button is the pound key on the numeric keypad.
Volume up, volume up, volume up.
So let's turn the cassette.
Cassette. Volume up, volume up, volume up.
Now let's open the cassette drawer. Or the cassette is actually on the front of the device. And we'll open the cassette. And hopefully if I can find it, I just had it. Here it is. Now we'll press play. And actually the tape player on this device is actually just a player. It will not record. There's no record button.
Side 1. RC47760. Prime Cut by Diane Mott Davidson. Copyright 1998 by Diane Mott Davidson. Read by Martha Harmon Pardee. This book contains 305 pages on 7 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material,
kind of above the tape deck to the left,
and fast forward until it
there's a
stop at that point
slider switch.
The of the book.
And
Library of Congress annotation.
Slow it down.
Goldie Bear Schultz faces competition.
That's normal, and there's a little like notch so that you can feel it. It's your standard tape.
From the police force.
Radio.
Oops.
FM. Cassette.
Recipes. Some violence.
There's another switch.
Aimed at
side 3 and 4.
I told you so. The
stereo.
The
side 1 and 2.
So with the key alert thing on, it'll tell you.
Unsavory deeds. As caterers turned sleuth, the missing
Okay. So now, let's change this thing to CD.
CD. Reading disc. Please wait. Check disc.
I'm going to put a Daisy book in there.
Door open. Reading disc. Please wait.
Obviously reading.
Right, I lit
disc.
It once.
Okay, so now we'll press play.
Play, pause.
Right, I lit it once more. They had all gone to bed by then, of course, and I was alone downstairs.
Now I'll try.
I only lit that one room.
Speeding
but I lit
disc
every
up.
Speed up, speed up.
Candle in it.
Speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up.
The ones in the sconces on the walls, and the ones in the uplifted hands of a pair of brass figures. They look oddly Russian, though I don't know why. They stand on the mahogany game table.
If you press
the six speed and the three pairs of
speed down buttons at the same time,
okay, speed up.
That fills the
it'll
wall
go back
opposite
to normal.
The picture window. Then I lit the tree. For a long time. I don't know how long. I gave...
Play, pause.
Okay, so now we'll open the disc.
Door open.
And this particular device will remember, I believe, up to 30, the last 32 Daisy CDs. You know, the position of the last 32 Daisy CDs, the last 32 MP3 CDs, and the last actual audio CD. So it's good if you're reading a book, especially on audio CD, you can stop it. And as long as you don't remove the audio disc from the professor, your place will be remembered. This is an MP3 CD. Gotta put that in there.
Close reading the lid. Disc, please wait.
It's an MP3, so we'll press play.
Play, pause.
Resort to Murder by Carolyn Hart. Copyright 2001 by
Speed Up,
Carolyn Hart.
Speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up.
This full-length reading was published by
Gelfman
Schneider Literary Agents Incorporated.
Speed anything up but a Daisy book.
In 2000,
Speed Down.
One by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. This book has 294 pages and is read by Kate Redding.
Forward. Play, pause. Play, pause.
She'd given me no chance to probe.
There we go.
Talked fast about travel dates and tickets and clothes. I didn't yet understand why Emily wanted me here. Yes, I could see...
Play, pause.
So that's an MP3 CD. You can flip between the MP3 tracks. And let's try an audio CD.
Reading disc, please wait.
That signifies that it was an audio CD.
Play, pause.
I press play.
Books on Tape presents Agatha Raisin and the Case of the Curious Curate by M.C. Beaton, read by Donata Peters. Chapter 1. Agatha Raisin was beginning to feel that nothing would ever interest her.
Play, pause.
Okay, so that's, you know, you give your standard CD controls with a standard audio CD, but it does play them.
Door open.
What I want to do is I want to go put that audio or that Daisy CD back in a second, because I want to show page navigation.
Reading disc, please wait.
Right, I lit it once.
So then, what you do is you press the go to page, which is the star.
Go to.
Or that's the go to, sorry. Go to command. And then we'll type
2, 5.
And then we'll hit the page button, which is kind of right next to the 1.
Page.
Screw up a simple flip. Then, unable to control her emotions any longer, she started to cry. Sharon Spandler, the coach, helped her up and...
So I read a little bit of what page you wanted to be on. So now if we press that information button again, that's to the left of the go-to.
Undo info. 9 hours, 5, 6 minutes. 1, 6 seconds. Page 2, 5. Version 0, 2, 0, 0, 2, 0.
So that's the Telex professor. I do have a couple comments. I wish that, and maybe there's a way, but I haven't figured it out yet. I wish there was a way to jump in an MP3 CD to a specific track number. That doesn't seem to be, or I haven't figured it out. The other thing I when it was reading the information and it was saying page 2, 5 instead of page 25 or 1, 6 instead of 16. It just doesn't flow. And I know the Telex Scholar actually does that too when you're getting the information for that. One thing that it does do is it has a rechargeable battery pack that it comes with, and it's installed in the back of the boombox. And it's in there. You'd be able to get it out if you needed to replace it. You know, you'd be able to get it out. It does come with a very long power supply. It kind of reminds me of a laptop power supply, where it's got the little box in the middle, and it's got a three-prong end that goes into the outlet, and a round end that goes into the back of the Telex Scholar. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of the Telex Professor. And if you need to contact me, you can contact me at chrisg@buffalo.edu.
Key information off. Key information on.